Cooper's Green or Connor Park? A new community hall location for Half Moon Bay is up for debate at a Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, committee meeting on March 9, with the results from a public survey part of a staff report on the meeting's agenda. President of the Half Moon Bay Community Association Linda McMahon told Coast Reporter that their group has let its 240 members know about the discussions and has also posted alerts on its social media channels. She said numerous area residents have let her know they plan to attend the meeting to hear the debate in person. Under discussion since 2014, a new facility to replace Cooper's Green Hall was approved with a $3.1 million budget by the SCRD board in July 2021. The budget was increased in May 2022 to $4.5 million. 2 months later, staff reported on site geotechnical and flood risk concerns, which put plans to proceed on hold and promoted the SRCD to look at alternate sites. Survey says. The SCRD's online, community check-in, survey on location options for the hall showed 39% of respondents in favor of more detailed site study in hopes of building at or near the current Cooper's Green Hall site. Moving the hall project to Connor Park location while still paying for some improvements to Cooper's Green Park was the first choice of 34% of those who replied. Just over 25% of survey respondents supported an upper Cooper's Green Park location for the facility. That option was not included in the staff report's recommendations. 4% of survey takers indicated they supported any of those three options. The community check-in, conducted over last December and January, elicited 674 responses. Half Moon Bay was identified as the place of residence for 85% or 573 respondents. That area has an estimated population of just under 3,000. The choices: to consider proceeding with construction near the current hall site. The report states spending $85,000 on more detailed flood hazard study is required. Those costs would be above the project budget and would need board approval to be covered from this year's taxation on properties in all SCRD rural areas. The estimated tax impact would be 65 cents per $100,000 of assessed property value. Even with that work done, it is unknown if building within an acceptable level of flood risk can be realized at that site or what that would mean for the hall's size and design. The report states there are no new financial implications for the Connor Park option. To proceed, there would require site investigation and hall plan redesign. As that location is within the Agricultural Land Reserve, the project would require support from the Agricultural Land Commission. Staff's proposal at that site is for a hall project costing $3.5 million, with the remaining budget of about $707,000 allocated to improvements at Cooper's Green Park. With the option of building outside of the Cooper's Green Park, staff noted that some donors to the community association's fundraising efforts for the project may want their contributions returned. Budgets and timing. Approximately $4.28 million remains available in the project budget, the report states. The budget includes a $2.013 million investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIP, grant, community association fundraising of a minimum of $345,000 and $1.47 million in long-term debt. That debt would be repaid by taxpayers in all rural SCRD areas. The deadline to spend the ICIP grant is March 2025. Staff indicated they have been advised that a one-year completion date extension is likely and that further extension opportunities may be announced. If a decision to proceed with the project is made by April, the staff estimated it will take 50 months to construct a hall, bringing the estimated completion date to November 2026. That estimate assumes the project does not encounter challenges with archaeological findings, supply chain issues, or other delays. It also would require strategies to expedite the construction process and potentially manage what continues to be a volatile market, the report states. Both new hall site options recommended in the report require renewed permits, site archaeological assessment, and building designs. Operating costs are unknown at this time. The ICIP grant agreement requires that current Cooper's Green Hall be demolished.